is this a trap? Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 888. Please repeat after me. Paripurna Krishna Prapti A Prema Harte. A Premera Vasa Krishna Kahe Bhagavate. Paripurna Krishna Prapti A Prema Harte. A Brahmara Vasa Krishna Kahe Bhagavate. Paripurna Krishna Prapti A Prema Harte. A Brahmara Vasa Krishna Kahe Bhagavate. Paripurna Krishna Prapti A Purna Harte. A Pramara Vasa Krishna Kahe Bhagavate. Paripurna Krishna Prapti A Prema Harte. A Pramara Vasa Krishna Kahe Bhagavate. Paripurna Krishna Prapti A Prema Harte. A Pramara Vasa Krishna Kahe Bhagavate. My teachers. Paripurna Krishna Prapti A Prema Harte. A Pramara Vasa Krishna Kahe Bhagavate. Paripurna Krishna Harte He Prema Harte. He Premara Vasa Krishna Kahe Bhagavate. Translation. Complete attainment of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is made possible by love of Godhead, specifically Madhura Ras or conjugal love. Lord Krishna is indeed captivated by this standard of love. This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, purported by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. To explain the topmost quality of conjugal love, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami gives the example of the material elements, sky, air, fire, water, and earth. In the sky, space, there is the quality of sound. Similarly, in air, there are the qualities of sound and touch. In fire, three qualities, sound, touch, form. In water, four qualities, sound, touch, form, taste. Finally, in earth, there are all five qualities, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. Also smell. Now, one can see that the quality of the sky is in all, namely, air, fire, water, and earth. In earth, we can find all the qualities of material nature. The same can be applied to the rasa known as Madhurya Ras. Very important point here. I'll take it again. The same can be applied to the rasa known as Madhurya Ras or conjugal love. In conjugal love, there are the qualities of neutrality, servitorship, fraternity, and parental affection, as well as those of conjugal love itself. The conclusion is that through conjugal love, the Lord is completely satisfied. Conjugal love, Madhurya Ras, is also known as Sringara Ras. It is the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam that in the complete combination of the loving service to the Lord, namely in the conjugal love, the Supreme Lord fully agrees to be under the control of the devotee. The highest form of conjugal love is represented by Srimati Radharani. Therefore, in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, we can see that Krishna is always subjugated by Srimati Radharani's influence. Om gyana tim randasya gyana gyana shalakaya takshunitam yenam tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shuchintanya mano bhishtam stapitam yena bhutale swayam rupam kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu, Dina, Bandhu, Jigat, Pate, Gopisha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostu, Te, Tapta, Kanta, Nago, Rangi, Radha, Vrindava, Nishwari, Vishabana, Sita, Devi, Panamami, Hari, Priye, Panchakarpataru, Vyascha, Kripa, Sindhu, Beva, Chakpatitan, Pavane, Bio, Vaishnavi, Bio, Namo, Namaha, Mukam, Karotu, Vajanam, Pangalanga, Te, Girim, Tarki, Paramadis, Sri Guru, Dina, Thayana, Paramadava. Jai Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadara, Shivasari, Gaura, Bhakta, Vinda, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Krishna. Dobrodosli. As usual, please, can you, except Lalita Prabhu, please. When you're far, it's difficult for me. But when you're close, then it's easy for me. Same thing also. I don't know why Mandra Ghosh Prabhu chose this verse, but it looks like a trap to me. Yeah, but we'll see how to talk about these things without committing any offense. But before we start, I'd like to ask your permission to bless me, to say something that is beneficial for everybody, most especially myself. Now the verse says, complete attainment of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is made possible by the love of Godhead, specifically Madhura Ras, or conjugal love. But Krishna is indeed captivated by this standard of love. This is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, Srila Prabhupada in the purport tries to explain how in each of the elements, certain qualities are present. Gita. This is the new version, right? They don't have... This is not good. Bhumi Apunalo Vayu. It's good to have pandits. Bhumi Apunalo Vayu Kama Mano Bodhiyevas. Cha Ankara iti yame bina prakriti ashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. All these eight constitute my separated material energies. Now, Srila Prabhupada starts very interestingly in the purport by explaining how each of the elements has certain attributes. We'll just briefly look at it. You see, in water, in sky, space, there's the quality of sound. In space, there's a quality of sound. In air, there's a quality of sound and touch. That's why you can hear the breeze and you can feel it. So there's sound and there's touch. In fire, there is sound, there is touch, and there is form. Fire has a form. You can hear it, and you can also feel it. In water, there are four: sound, touch, form, taste. And Krishna says, it's taste of water. Now, let's not get too distracted by this. This, I think those in Sankhya Yoga will be able to go deeper into this, and the analytical study of all these forms, but that's not our business now. Our business is how does this relate to the rasas. And And the purport here, it says complete attainment, not the word, complete. Complete attainment of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna is made possible by love of Godhead, specifically Madhura Ras. Now sometimes, just sometimes, when the issue of Madhura Ras comes up, there's a little bit of friction because no doubt it's a very, very important topic that if one is not careful, one can easily misinterpret or one can falsely claim to understand or one can miss the essence of Madhura Ras. That's the first point we have to understand. Second point we have to understand is Madhura Ras or conjugal love for Krishna is not something that is a taboo. Taboo means something that is forbidden. No. Actually, our sampradaya is Madhura Ras. If you remove Madhura Ras from our sampradaya, I don't know what is remaining. Now, does this negate the existence of other rasas? No. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the perfect embodiment or personification of Madhura Ras. So second point, that Madhura Ras, the topic of Madhura Ras is not something that is a taboo or a prohibition. It is something that one should gradually take conscious steps to learn about. Now, before we continue, there's a very short story here. His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, the spiritual master of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, was once given a discussion at Radhakund. And supposed to be an 8-day sangha. And there was these Babaji's all gathered who heard, oh, Simha Guru is coming, Bhaktisiddhanta. He's going to say something very interesting. Now, this story, some people say it's not verified, but I have heard this story from Mahindra, so I accept his authority on this. And he says that on the first day, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada started speaking on Ishopanishad. And all the Babaji's around were like, how can someone like you, a Rasik Vaishnava, who is fully grounded in the topics of Ras, be talking to us on Ishopanishad? You're either cheating us, or you don't know these things. So angrily, most of them left. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada, in his usual style, kept speaking. On the 8th day, after many of them had gone, and very few people remaining, very few, he said, now I paraphrase, he said, now I shall begin to speak on the topic of Ashtakaliya Lila. This is the eightfold pastimes of Krishna activities throughout the day. He said, I have spoken, I'm paraphrasing, this is not the exact statement. He said, I have spoken on Ishopanishad because I know most of you are not ready. But now I shall begin. And then he went on. Now what is this to say? This is to show that usually, sometimes, many of us are not ready to go into the details of Madhura Ras, and we want to prematurely jump into it. Now, because of this fear of prematurely jumping into the subject of Madhura Ras, there's this embargo. Embargo means a prohibition has been placed on the idea, on that topic. Don't speak about it, otherwise you become Sahaja. But what has this done? This has now placed the topic itself in the hands of Sahajas. But Madhura Ras is not a topic for Sahajas. It doesn't belong to Sahajas. It's our property. So if we don't speak about it, who will speak about it? Now, when I say we, those who are definitely Rasik Vaishnavas should speak about it. Now, do I claim to be a Rasik Vaishnava? No. But unfortunately, I have been, they chose the verse today, so I have to try to say something. Anyway, back to what I'm saying. The point is, if we who are Gaudiya Vaishnavas do not put a stance and speak on exactly how Madhura Ras should be, the nitty-gritties, the details of how to go about this, then Sahajas will do it for us. Then you have all these gopi bhavas in everywhere, you know, people who prematurely claim to have attained the positions that they have not attained. And then there's the whole kitri, you know, crisscross, mismatch, and the whole thing is just mumbo jumbo. You understand? So that's the second, that's the third point. Don't forget, we're listing points about this topic. Now the fourth point is the practitioner who wants to go into Majoras, just like any other endeavor, has to understand that there is a process. You don't get a PhD by sitting down in your house. You have to go to elementary school, secondary school, university, bachelor's degree, master's degree, then PhD. Now, interestingly, Chaitanya Charitamrita is considered postgraduate. Bhagavad Gita is our bachelor's degree. Bhagavatam is our master's degree. And this is postgraduate. So the topics here are Rasik topics. Now, which is to say, in the same sense, analytically, if someone wants to start delving into the issues of Rasik, Rasa Tattwa, Madhura Ras, and all this, Astakalila, you should have a firm grip of at least your Gita. At least your Bhagavatam. And to some extent, your Chaitanya Charitamrita. You cannot start telling me about Rasik topics when you have no clue what the Gita says. Prabhuji, have you read the Gita? Here and there. Back to back, no. Seriously? And you want to start talking to me about Astakali? Are you serious now? Now, reading the Gita back to back doesn't necessarily mean that, yes, once I read it back to back, I read Chaitanya Charitamrita back to back, automatically, yes, now I'm ready for Rasata. No, that's not the point. But the essence of saying read this back to back means study it in depth. Read between the lines. I keep telling most people that, you know, actually, everything you need is here. Here. Not to... Once, there's a story of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati who explained one verse for 8 days. One verse. And you can draw meanings. And the first time I heard that, I was like, but it's true. You take one verse from this Gita, just one verse. We can build it up gradually from the nitty-gritties of, I am not this body. We'll build it up gradually to the point of, okay, now what do we do after knowing we are not this body? We'll build it up from there into active Krishna consciousness. We'll build it up from there into Krishna consciousness in different ras, and just from one verse. And it can go on and on and on and on, just from one verse from here. So you look at it at the end of the day. If you don't have this inside your bloodstream, what makes you think you can read Tattva Sandarbha? Or Krishna Sandarbha, or Gopal Champu, or this, or that, or that, or what's this book on Ashokalila about Krishnadas Kaviraj? Govinda Lilamrita. So, but the irony is, most of us want to leave this and just jump into Govinda Lilamrita. Yes, let us see what Krishna is doing today at 9:30 or 8:30. You will read it, but you won't get it. Then it just becomes ordinary stories. Now, will you not get the results? Definitely you will get the results. Just because each lila, each Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, each pastime of the Lord has different anatta or anattas that it eliminates from our lives. Now, you will get the results, but you will be stuck on the stage of anatta nivritti, eliminating anattas. But that's not what you should be doing, or that's not what you should be getting by reading Krishna lilas. You should be getting atta pravritti. You should be deducing something from inside the lilas, participating in the lilas, going deeper into the lilas to find the subtle meanings in that lila. Not just using the lila to purge out negative things from your brain. But ultimately, we have to do that first anyway. So, reading the lilas, Krishna's lilas, in preparation to enter into Madhura Ras, the neophyte who is not ready, who is not fully grounded in Siddhanta, in pure Siddhanta, will be on the stage of cleansing, using the lilas to cleanse his brain, to remove his anattas. He cannot fully participate in that lila because he doesn't have the adhikar yet, the spiritual qualification. Now, spiritual qualification or adika comes by learning, consistency, and dedication to that part. In Chaitanya Shikshamrita, also Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains the sadhana of an aspiring. You can note it. You want to ask a question or something?
Yeah.
Note it. Is it very? Will you forget? You can ask it now.
What do you mean about the consistency?
Consistency means you continue.
Yeah,
you focus. Not you do today, you stop tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Chaitanya Shikshamrita the procedure of an aspiring sadhaka who wants to dive deeper into the ras, into whatever ras, preferably Madhurya ras, which is here stated specifically is Madhurya ras, which is the highest ras. Now, before we come into this, let us sidetrack a bit. This is not to say that Santa ras, Dasya ras, Sakya ras, that they are useless. No, that's not what we are saying. Today's verse is talking about Madhurya ras, so we are speaking about Madhurya ras. But interestingly, Shri Prabhupada explains towards the end of the purport that this ras is the embodiment of every other ras. Just like water is the embodiment of sound, touch, form, and taste. Excuse me. Shishu goni ta iki, jaya. Shishu pancha ta to iki, jaya. Just like water is the embodiment of sound, form, touch, and taste, Madhurya ras is the embodiment of every other ras. So in Madhurya ras, there is Sakya ras. In Madhurya ras, there is Vatsalya ras. In Madhurya ras, there is Santa ras. In Madhurya ras, there is Dasya ras. Now, this is like, for some people, but very briefly, without going into it so that we don't disturb anyone's mind. Sri Dharma is Krishna's friend. He's on the level of, or we might put him in the box of Sakya ras. We might put him there because he's Krishna's friend. But usually, it is said that after the nocturnal pastimes, this is towards the end, night pastimes between Radha and Krishna and the gopis, that few, and specifically one, two, three, few cowherd boyfriends of Krishna are allowed to enter into those inner Nikunja grooves where these intimate pastimes occur. Not all the sakas can go in there. Sri Dham is one of them. So Sri Dham, even though acting in Sakya ras, he can conveniently also act in Madhurya ras. He's allowed to go into that area where no other sakha can go. In Madhurya ras, you have the gopis who make the arrangement of these nocturnal pastimes in the Nikunjas, depending on which gopi, on which kunj, preparing everything to every single details to make sure that it is up to the standard that Srimati Radharani wants, and serving till the point where she has everything as she likes and, you know, Krishna comes and everything happens. In that capacity, they are servitors of Srimati Radharani, facilitating Madhurya ras. And we can go on and on and on. Now, the beds that are decorated nicely, the pan that is chewed, these are all neutral. But they also serve Krishna in Madhurya ras. Because when Krishna takes that pan and chews and gives the maha to Radharani and the rest of them, that is also something acting in neutrality, or the bird, but in the service of Madhurya ras. Now, let's not disturb anybody. Let's go back to the nitty-gritty, Siddhanta. Now, the practitioner who aspires to be in any of this ras, whether Madhurya, Santa, or whatever, has to have certain prerequisites. In Nectar of Devotion, Bhaktivinoda Charitamrita Sindhu, if I'm not mistaken, it is said that the only qualification for Raganuga Bhakti is, I'm not trying to disturb anybody. Does anyone know? Intense greed. You have to want it. That is the only prerequisite. Now, they say only because in that only, there is a lot. You have to have an intense greed to want to be in that bhav, Raganuga Bhakti. So what does this say? Now, the practicing sadhaka who is coming out from sadhana bhakti or vaidhi bhakti has to have the intense greed to want to go there. And that's why Indra keeps saying, the only person stopping you from becoming a pure devotee is you. Nobody else. There's nobody with a gun on your head, hey, you will not become a pure devotee. If you become a pure devotee, I'll blow your brains out. Nobody can do that. The only person that can stop you from becoming a pure devotee is you. So, but now, how much, when you say intense greed, now, you don't want to become superficial about it, because that's what I say, sometimes we become superficial about whether we really have this greed. And it is explained further in Bhaktivinoda Charitamrita Sindhu that the moment the sadhaka starts contemplating in his head, should I do this or not, he's not ready. The moment you start using rules and regulations to see whether it is appropriate enough to do it, you're not ready. Now, this sounds superficial. Let us bring it down again. Srimati Radharani, maybe this is too far. Let us come down. Let us not jump there. Nanda and Yashoda do not have to think twice about whether or not they want to cook for Krishna when he comes back from tending the cows. When Krishna is away tending the cows, she is constantly worried about his welfare. Constantly. It is said that when they leave in the moment Krishna leaves in the morning with the cows, her anxiety begins. And until she sees him coming again in the evening, that anxiety goes. That is one example of intense greed. Constantly. Let us go one step further. Now, interestingly, if the sadhaka who is coming from sadhana bhakti to Raganuga bhakti doesn't have a rasik Vaishnava to show him or her, then there is another problem. Now, you might have the intense greed to want to do it, but then there is no one to show you how. So there is that confusion. So at the end of the day, you're groping in the dark, trying to find it. Now, ultimately, the Lord in the heart will help, but it takes a longer time. Now, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one of his bhajans, I've forgotten the name of the bhajan, he explains, now he's there, that's a little bit intense, but I'll just briefly say, he explains that he is waiting in his kunj for his kunj means his groove, let's just say garden, let's not complicate it. He's waiting there for the head of his group, how do I explain this? He's waiting for the leader of his group to come and show him in what capacity he can serve the Lord. Now, this is on the other end of the picture. Let us come back to this end of the picture. This is someone who already knows his eternal disposition, understands his swarup. Now he's waiting for service. That's far. Let's come back here. If you have the intense greed, you have proper understanding of Siddhanta, and you don't have a rasik Vaishnava to put you in that line, to show you, to guide you through step by step, it's a lot more difficult. That's why you look at every previous acharya, every rasik Vaishnava who has gone deeply into this topic, who have explained it in writing or in speech, they always make allusion or reference, excuse me, to their group leader. or that Shaki who helps them to realize who they are, to get service, to serve Krishna. So what does this say in simple English? That we have to, besides having the proper Siddhanta, besides having the greed to want to get into whichever ras we choose, in this particular case, Madhurya ras, we have to take shelter of a Rasik Vaishnava who is already acting in that capacity. I use this example every time I have the chance to speak. Every morning we sing, Nikunja yo no ratike sidye yayali bi yu tri afikshani yay. Who knows the translation to that verse? One person.
He's helping the gopis when they want the perfection of they want to arrange the Lila Radha Krishna to make it perfect, and the Guru is helping them
Paraphrase. You want to hear it in detail, go and read it. I won't tell anybody. Another interesting one. Same song in the morning. Chatovida Sri Bhagava Prasada Swadana Tritan Hari Bhakta Sangam. Translation.
The spiritual master gives Krishna food preparations for licking, tasting.
Where does he give Krishna? Where? In the temple. Okay. That is one understanding. Read that verse again. We sing it every day. The one that it touches me most is that one we sing. Nikunja yo no ratikali sidya yali viyu. Vande gurusi chara naravina. But really? Spiritual master is helping the gopis to serve Krishna in the Nikunja Seva. Which Nikunja Seva? In what capacity does Nikunja Seva take place? It's not in Sakya Ras. It's not in, like I said, you can have all this in the Madhurya Ras, but Nikunja Seva happens mostly in Madhurya Ras. Now, if Guru himself is not functioning in that capacity, how can Guru take you there to help you? How can Guru show you Nikunja Seva if he's not doing Nikunja Seva himself? Thank you. That's number 3, if I'm not mistaken. No, Madhurya, that's number 6. 5? First line. Shiradi Kama Davayurapara Madhya Lila Guna Rupanamna. And so on and so forth. Please, do yourself a favor. Take the translation of this Guru Astaka. Read it. And see that our line everywhere, every place is thrown in our face. Our line is a material line. Now, when you say this, it causes confusion. Oh, what about the other rasas? No, we are not saying they are not there. But we cannot deny this fact. It's very obvious. Now, are we saying people should jump into it without preparation? No. I would tell anybody who comes to me and try to talk to me about it, I say, hey, see, you know, Prabhuji, read this thing first. I don't want to discuss rasic topic with anybody. Not because I'm claiming that I know it, but you know, go and read this thing first. Have the Gita at the tip of your fingers, not just sastrically, but leave the Gita. Let it flow in your veins first. And slowly we can see, maybe one day, someday. Now, does this mean we should not be hungry for knowledge? No, you can read extensively, but let's be properly grounded in the Siddhanta. If not, you become a Sahaja. If you're not deeply seated in the Siddhanta, that transition from Sadhana Bhakti to Raganuga Bhakti becomes difficult. Because at some point, you have to... Now, usually, those who function on the state of Raganuga Bhakti, it is said that they act irrespective of rules and regulation or time, place and circumstance or whatever. They are above the rules. But Even in their action, which is above the rules and regulation, you can see that there is something which makes it exceptional. It is not averse to the scriptures, but there is an intense love for Krishna which makes it different. So that transition cannot take place from Sadhana Bhakti to Raghunuga Bhakti without proper understanding of what you're doing in the first place. I can see some matages like, oh man, what is he saying now? Sounds boring, right? Are we following? Do we understand? Okay, good. I'm not trying to say the Prabhujis understand. They look confused too. No, please don't get... I'm not trying to say they understand better. They look just as confused, but I'm just concerned. You know, but let us bring it in a term that we might relate to more on this side. This is a little bit too much of logic. Women feel more than, you know. To develop Madhura Ras, we say you have to have intense greed, intense desire for it. In the same way, let us bring it down very low. Now, this is not a perfect example, and it should not be reduced to this extent, but let us just bring, I like to bring things down to where we can see. When you have intense love for someone, nothing else matters. Place, color, age, height, weight, size. I love this person and I want to be with this person. That is all that matters. True or false? You don't care. You know, people say, oh, but this guy, I don't care. But I don't care. But I don't care. Same thing in Madhura Ras. When you have intense desire to be with Krishna, nothing else matters. The only thing you want to do is, I want to serve Krishna. So in that capacity, the gopis would do anything to be with Krishna. The Sakas would do anything to be with Krishna. Nanda and Yashoda would do anything to be with Krishna. Even the animals, the parrots, the birds, they will do everything to facilitate Radha and Krishna being together. Now, back to where we were again. If you really, really, really have intense love for someone, not only will you do anything to be with that person, but the only thing you, everything you see reminds you of that person. Does it sound familiar? You see this from, Srimati Radharani sees, it is said in Vraja Riti Chintamani, that when Srimati Radharani walks through a path and she sees a black stone, she says, oh, my sham must have passed here. But how many things reminds us of Krishna? Same way, you're in a relationship with someone here, you walk in, you see his shoes outside, oh, my Prabhuji must be inside there. You understand? And you're eager, you want to go inside. But do we feel the same way when we come into the temple room? Oh, my Panchatattva must be inside there. Ah, nah. Oh, let's go see Panchatattva today. Let's see how this. Let me quickly go and pay business and leave this place. You know? Do we feel, you see, oh, my Prabhuji is inside there. Let me go see. When your Prabhuji is here, you dance very nicely. Oh, is he singing me? Do we feel the same way when we dance for Krishna? So sometimes it looks very complex in one sense, but it's also very easy. The same thing we do here, just shift it this way. And then we're slowly on the way. You understand? So what we are saying in essence, we'll pass time, I will stop now. What we're saying, what this verse is pointing out in essence is, I could not really go into the topic itself because we're still building. This is a topic you can speak on not in 45 minutes. But the topic of Madhura Ras or whichever Ras is something that is our birthright as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It's something we have to get into at some point, some lifetime, whether now, whether 700 lifetime later. One day we have to get into it. The earlier we start, the better for us. Now, do we just jump into it prematurely? No. Do we have to prepare before getting into it? Yes. How do we have to prepare to get into it? Read and find out. Yamuna-jivan cannot say everything in 45 minutes. Even the books cannot say everything in 2 volumes or 3 volumes. In Govinda Lilamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj says that I will try to describe these things, taking the blessings of so-and-so. None of the acharyas will tell you, I can vividly tell you exactly how it is. So I will try. And the beautiful thing about this is that one thing I noticed, maybe I should just share this briefly. Each of the acharyas, when they give their, Adipurusha Prabhu might have noticed this, or anyone who is an extensive reader, Lalita Govinda Prabhu, you might have noticed all this also, that you never see, correct me if I'm wrong, Prabhuji, please correct me. Have you ever read any 2 versions of, you must have read the Ashtaka Leela somewhere, definitely. Have you ever read any 2 Ashtaka Leela narrations by 2 different acharyas that is exactly the same? So, for me, this is what I think. I might be wrong. Correct me also if I'm wrong. That if it's exactly the same, then the concept of eternal is negated. Because if it's the same thing that you see, it means it's the same thing happening every time. But if you see differently, in the same way, like you see differently in the same way, like it means it is happening spontaneously. And, I mean, then that makes sense when he says that Srimati Radharani doesn't do the same preparation twice. So what you saw when you got the revelation of this and what you saw should not be the same. Even though it is in the same sphere, but the details cannot be the same. Am I wrong? So that means it's true. And that is the beauty of our line. That even though we're collectively making an effort, our individuality as jivas is always there. Let's stop here. Any questions, corrections, comments, contributions? We have gone 10 minutes more than time. It's a very interesting topic. We can keep going on and on, but I'm trying not to also disturb anybody's mind. So, any question, corrections, contributions, realizations?
Can you tell more about this first report from Rashtaka, the fourth person?
The Kunja, you know. Chaturvedasi Bhagava Prasada. How to speak about that verse without... I will try and say some. I'm trying to avoid, you know, maybe saying things that I should not say, but I don't want to be censored. But you have to still say something. Now, the verse says, is there any English songbook here with the verse itself so I can explain line for line? Anyone has... Nah, I want to see it myself. It's easier for me that way. Anyone has a phone here that has internet that can just quickly go online and just find me that verse with the translation in English? There's Wi-Fi. Vayu 3. Jai, the message is found it first. Hare Krishna. Is the translation there? Okay. Chaturvedasi is verse 4, and it says, the spiritual master is always offering Krishna 4 kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. When the spiritual master sees that the devotees are satisfied by eating Bhagwat Prashad, he is satisfied. I offer my special obeisances. Now, the spiritual master here, on the physical platform, here, the spiritual master teaches you how to prepare Rajbhog. Excuse me. Here. And you offer Rajbhog to... Here, Rajbhog is simple. Not to criticize, you know. But when you see some kind of Rajbhog some other places, You know, these things are there. Something you can drink, something you can chew, something you can suck, something you can lick. It's Raj Boga is the name. Raj, King Boga. It's opulent. You know, it's there. And if you sing that song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bajabakata Vatsala Shigora Hari, you read the translation also, you will see more preparations inside there. Anyway, let's come back here. Now, Swisha Master teaches you how to prepare Raj Boga on the physical platform. Now, you do that every day, every year, in the stage of Sadhana Bhakti. And for you, Guru says, I should offer Raj Bhog. I am cooking Raj Bhog, and I am doing it. That's all. Bas. But ultimately, what is Guru preparing you for? Now, when the sadhaka ultimately understands what his eternal disposition is, ultimately, when he's able to serve in that capacity, now we'll tend a little bit towards Ashakaliya, a little bit. When the Praneshwari, or let's say your group leader, gives you an assignment to do, let's say cooking, in her kunja, in her groove, and she says, you and to prepare this to facilitate this function this evening for Radha and Krishna. The Guru Maharaj, your Guru Maharaj, may or may not be your group leader in that kunj. But definitely he will, even if he's not your direct group leader in that group, he will be a superior shakhi or whatever, in whatever disposition you're functioning now, but let's use shakhi in this case, who will help you, because Not every gopi has direct access to Radha and Krishna. There's a whole circle. These ones serve. Okay, from outside, this one serve. They finally get to where Radha Krishna is. So ultimately, your Guru Maharaj could be here, and he is helping you render service that ultimately gets to the inner circles of where Srimati Radharani is. Now, say you prepare something for the Lord, or maybe you prepare pan or whatever. Guru sees that it is done nicely so that it is suitable for the pleasure of the divine couple. But how can that happen in that realm if you don't practice it on this realm? So the simple act of cooking Raj Boga every day could be something very, very deep, something very intense. And not just in Madhura, Sakaras also. Today Krishna is going to tend the cows, so we have to prepare lunch pack for him. A guru facilitates that. Guru helps you. That you're not doing this just because it's a routine. You're doing this because ultimately you have to do this. So that is a simple, non-disturbing, easy to understand explanation. If you want to go inside deeply, it might cause confusion. And I am not a Confucianist. Do you understand it? A little bit. I know you want me to talk more, but no. Any other question? Okay. Adipurusha Prabhu, is there something you want to add? Minus? Remove? Okay. Thank you for your time. Thank you for allowing me. Say something. Forgive me for any offenses committed knowingly or unknowingly. Bless me that I might understand these topics myself deeply. Sri Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. Itai Gaura Premanande.